Good evening, everyone. We want to welcome you to this evening's Wednesday night Bible study. My name is Marcus, and I'm going to be bringing tonight's study. So we're going to start out. Does anybody have any praises or prayer requests we want to open up and start with this evening?
Pray for Jeff Reed, for his health.
Jeff Reed? Mm-hmm. Health problems, right? Okay. Yes, sir. Jesse Kramer. Hold on just a minute. I don't have him right here. Jesse Kramer. Anyone else?
Cassidy Corey.
Yeah. All right.
Radiation
treatment. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Very well. Any more praises or prayer requests? Yeah. That's right. All right. Well, if we don't have anything else, let's go ahead. Let's open up and let's take these prayer requests to the throne of grace. All right. All right. Most High God, we thank you for this time tonight, Lord. Father, we thank you for giving each one of us a portion of health and strength, Lord, where we can come and be together, Father. So we just say thank you, Lord. Father, we just bring these prayer requests to you right now, Lord. We just lay these at your mercy seat, Father God. Lord, you already know their situations, Father. Father, you know their conditions. But, Father, we just want to let you know that we love them and we're praying for them right now, Lord. Father, again, we thank you and we ask these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. And for his sake and his sake only, amen. Amen. All right. This evening, we're going to be over in the book of Psalms. We're going to be in Psalms 91. Psalms 91. And this is what the Bible says here in Psalms 91, if you have it there. Everybody there? Okay, we'll wait. When you get there, say amen. We can read it entirely.
Amen.
All right. Now, we're going to take that first verse there in Psalms 91. This is what the Bible declares right here. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to read that one more time. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen? Amen. Now, I can remember once upon a time when I might have been 6, 7 years old, and I can remember walking across a hot Texas parking lot with my daddy going to the car from the grocery store. And if you haven't ever been to Texas in the summertime, you don't know what hot is. Now, I can remember walking with my daddy behind we were coming out the Piggly Wiggly grocery store, and I'd walk behind him. He said, boy, why are you walking behind me? Why are you so close to me? Well, I said, well, you giving me some shade right now, you know. But in the same way right here, it says right here, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty, all right? You see, this reminder came. He says, we may not always see it. We may not always feel it. We might forget it. There's there times. Or even wonder if God has left us to fend for ourselves in the heat of this life's hard situation. All right? But you see, I'm here to tell you this evening that his protection is real. Amen? Amen. His protection is real. He doesn't. Our God can't forget us or ignore us. Ain't that encouraging to hear this evening? All right. If we belong to him, his love is too great to leave us out there on our own. Amen? Oh, I hope I'm speaking to somebody. I hope this gives you some encouragement tonight. You see, let's look at this Psalms 91. I just want to know, is this coincidental or what? This is the 911 verse, all right? This is the 911 verse. And whatever troubles we face today, and we're going to face them, God is the place of refuge we can run. He is our safe place. Amen? Now, when you look at that word "our," that seems like that's a personal pronoun. So that means we belong to Him, all right? Huh? We belong to Him, all right? Okay, let's look at this. It says, He who dwells. Let's look at that word dwell. Dwell means to take up a permanent residency in that place. All right? And let's keep on going here. He says, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest. Let's stop right there. Let's look at that word rest. Rest is a verb. It means to cease work or movement in order to relax or to refresh oneself or recover from some strength. I don't know about y'all, but I need some rest every once in a while. Huh? Sometimes this life, the weight gets heavy and the heat gets turned on. But I know that we got a God who will see us through. Amen? All right. Now, for it is a permanent place of living. That's what we're talking about, to dwell, all right? All right, and then we're talking about rest. Rest in the very shadow of the Almighty. You see, shadows by definition are a place of protection or covering. They provide relief from the direct heat of the sun. If the heat is severe, the shade is the place we all can run to. It diminishes what we actually feel and the intensity of the heat. Now, a reminder for us today, especially in these tough times today, in the tough things that we go through, that we never walk alone. Our lives sometimes can be full of heat and trouble, bearing down hard. It gets heavy sometimes, church. It's a struggle at times to keep trudging on. Doesn't it? Am I right about it? It gets difficult sometimes to trudge on. Pressure and stress can seem as stifling as a hot summer day. But yet God whispers the truth along our side. And He says, walk in my shadow, up close to my side. It is a safe place that brings confidence, for when we are resting in God's shadow, we will never face the full sun of our difficulties. He shelters us from that pain. His shade, His shadow diminishes what is actually felt in the intensity of all that heat. Rest and peace and calm rise up strong right in the struggling mess of our lives, and we are assured that God Almighty is in control. Amen? Alright, now, sometimes, maybe unintentionally, in the busyness and the difficulties of living, we want to strive to survive on our own. I know I tried to do that before. Try to do stuff on my own, but I fall on my face and mess up every time. We forget that what we need most is God's protection and the comfort of His presence are freely available to those who love Him and walk under His direction, amen, and under His covering. You see, this entire chapter of Psalms 91 is filled with the goodness and the power of God. There are great reminders that He has faithfully worked on our behalf of those who love Him and on the behalf of those who love Him. And at the end of it all, God gives us 8 reasons of why we do not have to fear, all right? He promises, because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That was Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16, all right? Now, here are some of those promises from God. If you got a pen, you can write some of these down. I'm going to go slow. Number one. I will rescue him. I will rescue him. That means that God will deliver us and he will cause us an escape route, all right? Number two is that I will protect him. So that promise God, he's going to set us up on a high place. All right? Number three, I will answer him. So that means one of those promises of God, that God's going to be responding to us. That means he's going to be speaking to us. Ain't that encouraging to hear? All right. Number four, I will be with him in trouble. So that means one of these promises of God is that in our afflictions and in our distress, God's going to be with us through those troubled times. Amen? I wish I had some help in here tonight. Number five, I will deliver him. That means one of these promises is that God is going to rescue us and to bring us into a safe haven. Amen? All right. Number six is and honor him. That means that God's going to make us rich. I'm not talking financially rich. He's going to make us rich in him. Amen? And he's going to make us strong and heavy with his honor that he's going to bestow on us. Amen? All right. Number seven is with long life will I satisfy him. So that means that God, he's going to have to give us abundance during this journey that we walk here on planet Earth. So sometimes it gets hard here on planet Earth, don't it? Nowadays, when you go to the grocery store, well, even before you go to the grocery store, you got to make a business decision before you leave your house. Amen? You got to decide whether you're going to feed your family or put fuel off in your automobile. All right. I know I'm preaching to somebody out there. I wasn't intending to. This is supposed to be a meditation. All right. And the last one, number eight, and show him my salvation. This means that God is going to let us see the deliverance and the victory that he brought us through. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes when you're in the midst of trouble, that trouble's right there in your face, right there. It seems like it ain't going to never, ever ease. But when with the faith and trust of the Lord, when you get on the other side, that's when you see that victory. Amen? All right. We're going to keep on going. You see, there's a great blessing as we seek after God and choose to walk in his ways. Amen? And in the midst of the great darkness in this world, living in all without truth, and his truth and freedom would be like wallowing up in a cesspool or a pit. Not much hope to be found there, is it? No, it ain't. You see, the truth is, this world has been dark for generations since sin first entered earth at the hiss of the enemy's lies. Amen? Yeah. Way back with Adam and Eve. That's when it all started. But you see, yet God, he reminds us. He gives us reminders that are sure, they are strong, and they are very sure, and they are assuring to us that in all that we walk through in this journey, his call is always to rise above. He reminds us we're not alone. And though he never says that we won't face hard times, he does say he'll be with us. Amen. He's going to be right there with us. He's going to be rescuing us and shining his favor over us. Amen. I hope this is encouraging somebody's heart tonight. So don't ever doubt it, church. Don't ever doubt it. God works on behalf of those who love him and honor his name. Amen? Yes, he will. He is so good to us. We may never fully know this side of heaven how very much he has sheltered us from different dangers in this life. Amen? You see, the person that by faith chooses God for his protector shall find all in him that he needs or can desire. Amen? And those who have found the comfort of making the Lord their refuge cannot but desire that thing that others have, so they may do so. You see, the spiritual life is protected by divine grace and from the temptations of Satan, which are on the snares of the fowl, and from the condemnation of sin, which is a noisome pestilence. You see, greater security is promised to believers in the midst of danger. Wisdom shall keep them from being afraid without cause. And whatever is done, our Heavenly Father will is done. And we have no reason to fear. God's people shall see not only God's promises fulfilled, but his threatenings. Then let sinners come unto the Lord upon his mercy seat through his Redeemer's name and encourage others to trust in him. So tonight, I just want to ask, has anybody truly just put their faith and their trust in the Lord in these tough times lately? You know, the Bible says that when the end is coming, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, and that's absolutely what's going on now. We got pestilence, we got storms, we got disease, we got mothers fighting daughters, we got fathers fighting sons. I just want to just tell you, church, the king is coming one day real soon. He's coming real soon. Everything's getting set up just perfect. You see, that's some prophecy still that's got to be fulfilled. If you look over in Ezekiel chapter 37 and 38, that's what we're living in right now. Right now. So, church, if you got a family member, friend, co-worker, you need to tell them about Jesus before time's too late. All right? Because, listen, like it says over in Psalms 91, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. My Jesus, our Savior, Lord, there is none like you. Father God, we just thank you again for this opportunity to share tonight, Lord. Father, moreover, Father, we just pray that whatever is said and done tonight, Lord, that it encourages somebody's heart. Father, we pray that if somebody doesn't know you, they turn their heart and their eyes towards you, Lord God. Father, again, we thank you for sending your son. We thank you for that price he paid. Father, we thank you for the promise that he made when he said he was going to get up on that third day, when he got up with power and glory in his hand, Lord God. Father, we thank you. And we ask these things in your son Jesus Christ's name. And for his sake and his sake only, amen, amen, amen. Thank y'all tonight.